from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. La Forest Road is open again to traffic. It had been shut down from about mid-morning until late afternoon because of a multi-vehicle collision. La Forest is part of the truck detour around Connecting Link Construction on Algonquin Boulevard. While it was closed, police were telling truckers to use Airport Road and Ross and Jubilee Avenues to get to Highway 655. Now they're reminding the drivers that that route is not a designated truck route because it runs through a heavily populated area. City Councillor Roquist Sell is welcoming information from the Cochrane District Services Board about plans for a homelessness and addiction recovery facility proposed for the Ramada Inn. It's in his ward, but he thinks it should have come sooner. Wissell resigned from the CDSB after the September public meeting at the Ramada. He says there's been little communication since then for his constituents to be comfortable and know what the project is all about. He emailed CDSB yesterday.
So I did receive an email from the communication manager saying that they do have a new website that they released yesterday, probably after my email to the board, and that they will be coming to City Council on Tuesday the 26th to make a presentation, as I asked them about 2 months ago.
Wissell is pleased that there's been some communication, but thinks the board should be more proactive than reactive. The Canadian Mental Health Association says access to mental health care is deteriorating across the country as the need increases. In its annual report, the association says 2.5 million Canadians can't get the care they need, either because services are too far away or they can't afford the expense. And the situation is getting worse as inflation continues to put pressure on family budgets. Hospital care and care by medical doctors, including psychiatrists, are usually covered by provincial health care plans. But people have to pay out of pocket or through insurance for most community-based mental health and addictions counseling. The association says it's time for Ottawa to amend the Canada Health Act to include mental health care as part of our universal coverage. The Rotary Club of Timmins Porcupine has expanded its teddy bear program. Cochrane District EMS is stocking its 22 ambulances across the district with bears. Previously, they've only been in ambulances stationed in Timmins. The expansion is using 700 stuffies to begin with. The Rotary Club also supplies Timmins Police and other agencies with the cuddly animals. They're given out to children and other people in times of crisis when they really need comfort and a hug. Contact the Rotary Club to donate new or gently loved stuffies.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.